Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. If ever there were a season for comfort food, this is it. Now give me something hot and hearty, homey and familiar, and I'll be a happy boy. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, I think very few things answer better in the bleak midwinter than a pot pie.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. Who doesn't like them?
I love them.
Right? And you know, there's some frozen versions out there that are acceptable, but in terms of making one, it's so easy, it's not really a challenge. I mean, and the beauty, I think, of it is it's supposed to be with leftovers.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Whatever you can find in your refrigerator that's kind of, or, I mean, most of the ingredients in a pot pie are already cooked, or
mm-hmm.
should be, right? So
right.
Whatever you have lying around can be converted into this lovely dish.
Well, let's deconstruct the pot pie and ask a few questions. Two crusts or one?
I am partial to one
mm-hmm.
because I like making the pot pie in a crock, you know, or something earthen or even just a ramekin,
mm-hmm.
Not in sort of the traditional pie plate. I mean,
right.
if you're going to make it in the pie plate, then I guess a bottom crust is acceptable. But again, for something that you want to have like hearty and healthy, there's too much crust to me in the top and bottom one.
And for me, I can't get enough.
So, oh, yeah, okay,
I love the
whatever.
Crust.
That, but I'm saying that's
yeah.
a tough one.
The type of crust that we're going to be working with.
Yeah, I mean traditional sort of French butter flour, nice and cold. You know, in the food processor with the pastry, cutting it up. But yeah, it's a quick, easy crust. You can make it literally in 5 minutes in the food processor.
And don't be afraid of using a store-bought puff pastry, because that's really good.
That gives you a whole sort of another level of decadence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the puff pastry has probably got 10 times as much butter as a regular crust. So whatever.
Yeah. Thick or thin gravy?
I prefer thick.
Me too.
Especially if you don't have a bottom crust.
That's right. Choice of vegetables. Now here, I think you can just...
Anything.
Say the sky's the
yeah.
limit.
But I think you have to have peas in it. Isn't that kind of like...
I love having peas
in it. I agree. I think it's kind of like a pot pie rule that peas should be involved.
Choice of seasonings. I think whatever your principal protein is,
right.
you should match those up. For instance, if you're going to use turkey,
yeah.
I'd go with sage, lamb,
right.
rosemary.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've had a great seafood pot pie with Old Bay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, those types of things are great.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Choice of protein, and here's where I think we can get pretty creative and let the choice of protein kind of guide the recipe. Chicken, I think, is the default one, but turkey works well. Beef and lamb?
Definitely. I mean, those things are great. And if I'm thinking like if I'm doing beef, it's mushrooms in a thick beef broth.
Oh, yeah.
With some pearl onions, and that's perfect.
Ham chunks would be great.
Yep.
And because they have an affinity with sweet potatoes...
Always nice.
Our friend John Shields.
Oh, has a great sweet potato crust that I've made out of his book
yeah.
many, 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 many times. That's delicious.
That would be great. Well, I came up with a really luxurious recipe
uh-huh.
for lobster pot pie.
Nice.
And why not?
Of course, why not? Although there's rarely lobster left over.
No, that's so true, Jerry.
Right?
You might have to do this one from scratch, but I'll put that recipe on the website. You can have
Perfect.
Fun with it. One thing it does feature is a little Amontillado sherry.
Always good.
Just to make it good.
Nice.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.